Good morning, everyone. My name is Sally Kalin, and you are listening to my podcast, Relationships, the Good and the Messy. This is the podcast where we discuss everything from toxic relationships to letting go, to healing, to finding love, and everything in between. My goal in life is to help you have the healthiest relationship and to understand if you are dealing with toxic relationships, what you can do in order to break those cycles and ultimately, like I say, have the love of your life in your life. Now, on the previous podcast, I discussed two of the main reasons why you can't leave an abusive narcissistic relationship. And one of those reasons was trauma bond, being trauma bonded to the person. So I thought today that we would discuss some of the signs that you are trauma bonded to that person, because I feel like it's so easily overlooked. We're not aware that we're trauma bonded when we're in the relationship. Like 90% of the time, we are just not aware we're even in a narcissistic type relationship. So I want to break down some of the common signs of trauma bonding. And like I say, over the next few weeks, just go deeper on some of these subjects as well. So before I share some of those signs, I would like to remind you that my book, Confessions of a Relationship Junkie, Healing Narcissistic Chains, is available on Amazon Kindle right now. And the paperback will be out in, I think it's this week. So it is so exciting. It's a piece of my life that I get to share, and I wasn't sure if I was going to actually put it out to the public, but I feel like it could be super helpful in helping you understand your own toxic relationship and hearing it from someone that's actually lived it. And I'm also very honest in the sense that I talk about as a coach. I was also in my own web and couldn't make sense of everything because I was in love with this person. And it was like over a 12-year period. So give you lots of tools and certain things that you need to do if you want to break away, but also to help you understand how it happens. How did I fall in love with this person? What went on? So that is available. And also, if you would like to work with me one-to-one, I am bringing back my 90-minute breakthrough calls. So if you're interested in doing a 90-minute as opposed to the 6-week program, please DM me over on Instagram and I will get back to you on that. So without further ado, let us look at some of these signs of trauma bonding. And like I said in the previous podcast, trauma bonds are notoriously difficult to break. They are not easy. They completely affect your brain chemistry. It is totally an addictive situation and it is very, very difficult to sort of really, really make head or tail of it when you're experiencing it. So to give you some of these certain signs today may be helpful for you. So the first sign I'm going to share with you is you tend to be, you romanticize at the person and almost become obsessed with that person. Your whole thinking seems to be caught up with that relationship and the person. And I know this was me for many, 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 many years. It is like the rest of your life takes second place. And so you romanticize that person. You think about the good points all the time. And you get caught in that web of always obsessing and overthinking about them. Even when they've hurt you and been abusive, you are still tending to think about the good times and they're just in your thoughts constantly. Even if it's been months, years even, it's that repetitive thinking and, like I say, remembering the good times all the time and romanticizing it and seeing it almost better than it actually was. The second point is, and this is a big one, is you are having a on-again, off-again relationship indefinitely. Like despite wanting to break it up, wanting to end it, wanting to walk away because you know you're not being treated well, you tend to have this dance of on again, off again, on again, off again. And this is incredibly unhealthy for you, as you know, because it is like you feel like you're going crazy because every time you break up, you go through the grieving process. They probably just move right on. I know my ex used to always just find whoever he could online. Anyone, basically, that was willing, right? And you're just there trying to pick up the pieces, but when you get back in touch with them or you reconnect, because that tends to happen in these toxic relationships, you just go back with them again and you hope that it will be better this time. And so this dance of on again, off again is a sure sign that you are trauma bonded to this person. The third sign is you, and this again was a huge one for me, is that you continue to want to help them. Even though they may have cheated on you, been abusive, you are always trying to help them. You're always, you know, saying, read this, this could be it. Like, do this, what can I do? You're constantly this person wanting them to somehow get it, wanting them to somehow understand what they have done to you. So there's this need to just help them. Like, if they can get it, then we can work. If they can just not be, you know, abusive and not give me the silent treatment and not keep gaslighting me and not do this. You talk yourself into this story that somehow, in spite of this mounting of abusive behavior from them, that somehow they're somehow going to get it now. And so you have this incessant need to keep trying to fix or help them. A very, very big sign that you're trauma bonded to this person. The third sign, it's a bit like the fourth sign, a bit like the one I just said. You're trying to help them, but you're also trying to convince them at the same time that there is a problem, and you are literally like ignored by them. And again, you might tell friends or family and people aren't listening to you. So you're feeling like you're just trying to convince them that something's wrong. And it's like I said, it's a bit like the one I've just said. It's like there's this desperate need for them to own what they're doing. And they might sometimes say, yeah, okay, fair enough, that is, but you're not perfect. I know this is what I used to hear. But you just can't like let it go, because you just keep thinking that the pen is going to drop and they're going to get it. So I think those two points, I'm just looking at my notes here, guys, and I think those two points are very similar. But either way, whether you're continuing to try and help them, even though they've been abusive, or whether you're trying to convince them and then they're just ignoring you, it can be very frustrating and showing a sign that you're trauma bonded to this person. And the fifth sign is that you tend to play down the abusive episodes. It's almost like you're keeping a lot of information from people that know you, and you play down a lot of the relationship. And this is an interesting one, because I feel like in the beginning years for me, I was sharing things with my friends, not a lot, like, but the main things. But as I became more entrenched in that relationship, the less I began to share. And I think that's because you think people are judging you, and you think people are going to think, well, why isn't she leaving? She's saying the same thing as what she was saying to me 4 years ago. Is she still? And you get judgment from people, because people don't understand the massive ramifications of being trauma bonded to abusive person, someone that you love, someone that can be really lovely to you. Remember this, abusive people are not always abusive. And I remember near the end of that relationship, I would say to my ex, you're abusive. And he would say, stop saying that word. Like, please. Like, and I said, no, you're not getting it. When I say that word, you see yourself as this dark devil type energy. But and that is definitely what you can be. But you are also really nice to me as well. And I think this is what that we need to get very clear on, of what abuse is. It's that inconsistent, intermittent behavior. That is something that needs to be shouted from the rooftops, because I still believe when people hear the word abuse, they think of this really terrible human, you know, that's just always abusive. And I remember he would say to me, well, if I'm so bad, why don't you leave then? And I remember thinking, well, I've tried to like 100 times, but you lure me back and I want to come back because I believe that you're going to change. And so you're in this trauma bond of crazy. And to summarize what I've just been sharing, you can break a trauma bond. You can heal and come out and from that situation and rise above it, but it isn't easy. And I always say the sooner you get out, the better, because the longer you stay in, the harder it is to leave. So, I'm going to end it there, guys, making it short and sweet. If you would like to follow me on Instagram, come and follow me, Sally Kalen, relationship coach, come on to TikTok. And as I said, if you're interested in doing the one-to-one coaching with me, I do offer the 90-minute breakthrough as well. Please DM me for details on that and we can book that in for you. I'm going to love you and leave you. Let me know if this has been helpful. And if there are any other podcasts that you would like me to share in the coming weeks, because as I said, I'm going to be showing up more and more on these podcasts again and doing the work I love and helping as many of you as possible heal and let go of toxic relationships.